The Dapim that we're learning over here from Daf Yud Zayin, Yud Tet onwards, there's a lot of halachas of Bikurim. We'll talk about Bikurim in general and specifically the lavin which are mentioned over here. There's a general question which the Olam asks on the Chinuch. The Chinuch, when he brings the mitzvah of Bikurim, he mentions that Noshim are pturis from the mitzvah of Bikurim. And the obvious question is that everyone knows the Mishnah is at the beginning of Bikurim, women have a mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim, but they don't have the mitzvah of reading the parsha. There's two parts to Bikurim, to bring the Bikurim up to the Beis HaMikdash and to eat it in Yerushalayim. And the second part is, while it's in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a whole parsha which has to be read, Aram Yoved Avi, Ovi. But the women cannot read the parsha, but they have a mitzvah to bring the Bikurim. So how could the Chinuch say, when he's talking about the mitzvahs of Voz Bikurim, that the mitzvah is not Noyeg Banoshim? This question is asked on the Chinuch. A similar question is asked on the Ran in Bava Basra Pe'alev. The Ran in Bava Basra Pe'alev also says that the ger is mufka. A ger has nothing to do with mitzvahs Bikurim, and is like a goy concerning mitzvahs Bikurim, and therefore his adoma, fruit which grows in his ground, is potur from Bikurim, even if Israel buys this fruit, the same as adoma, the same as the land of a goy, is potur from Bikurim. And here again, the question asked is, how could you compare him to a goy? A goy doesn't have mitzvahs Bikurim at all. A ger has a mitzvah. His whole problem is also that he can't read the parsha. Both a ger and a woman, both of them cannot say who adom asher nosatoli. Part of reading the parsha is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land that we received in Eretz Yisrael, and a ger doesn't have a portion, and women don't have a portion. But it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of, nothing to do with the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring the Bikurim. Bikurim itself, there's a whole bunch of halachas, a whole bunch of dinim, and we see that part of the dinim are dinim which are connected to truma, and part of the dinim are dinim which are connected to ma'aseh sheni. Actually, the Mishnah in Perek Beis of Bikurim has a list of halachas which are similar to truma, and a list of halachas which are similar to ma'aseh sheni. For example, truma may not be eaten by a zor, by someone who's not a kohen, and ma'aseh sheni can be eaten by a zor. Bikurim is similar to truma. Bikurim may only be eaten by a kohen. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that there's a halacha of bitl barov, is something which is also to be eaten, fell into something which is mutter to be eaten, so it becomes bottle barov. But truma, there's a halacha that you have to have 100 pieces of heter against the truma in order to be matir. By ma'aseh sheni, there's a bitl baroiv. However, bikurim is like truma. There's another halacha that truma, you have to have natilis yadayim, rechitzis yadayim you have before you eat truma. But bikurim, it's like truma. Ma'aseh sheni doesn't have this halacha. So there's a bunch of halachas where truma, Bikurim is similar to Truma, and this is learned from a pasuk, Trumos Yadecho Eilu HaBikurim. It's a hekesh. On the other hand, Truma may be eaten by an oinon before the kvur, an oval before the kvur is an oinon, and Truma may be eaten by an oinon. Bikurim not. Why not? Because Ma'aseh Sheni not. So you've got halachas of Ma'aseh Sheni in Bikurim as well. The main halach of ma'aseh sheni is that it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Truma does not have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Bikurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim like ma'aseh sheni. So there's hekesh. He has a whole bunch of halachas like ma'aseh sheni and a whole bunch of halachas like truma. The Mishnah in Bikurim says that there's a lav of Bikurim to eat at chutz, to that a zar, that someone is not a kohen should eat it. That's the Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah in Makis over here, Daf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah says, "O Echel Bikurim, actually Korolov." Sorry, the Gemara says, that chutz lechoima you learn from Ayse Sheini. Kal v'choima, that's the Gemara on Daf Yedzayin. The Mishneh on Daf Yedzayin brings a third lav. This is a third issur. There's two lavin that we've already mentioned. There's a lav to eat chutz lechoima, like Ayse Sheini, to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. There's a lav to eat it to Zohar, and there's a third lav. The third lav is to eat it before Hanochen, before Kriya. This Bikurim has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. You have to have Hanochen and Kriya. And this is the Mishnah Daf Yedzayin. Ho'echel Bikurim actually Koralov Aleim, there's a lav. And the Gemara mentions that it depends whether Hanochas Makevis or Kriya's Makevis. Whatever it is, it may not be eaten before it's kium din of anoch or kriya, whichever one is merakev, and that's the sugya on Daf Yedzayin. So really, we have to know that there's three lavin in Bikurim: the lav of chutz lechoima, which there it's the lav which is similar to Ma'ase Sheini; the lav of zar, of a person not a kohen, where there it's because it's similar to truma; and then you've got this third lav, which is not clear exactly what the halacha of this lav is. This is the halacha, the lav is that it may not be eaten before it has its hanocha and its kriya. So we're going to have to establish what are the parameters, what exactly this lav is all about. That's one issue. Another issue is that the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches and Daf Yud Tes discusses when do the lavin start becoming applicable. We know that Bikurim, you already set aside the Bikurim while it's on the tree, and then you pick it, and then you bring it to Yerushalayim, then you bring it to the Azora. At what stage of the game are these lavin, do they start taking effect? So there's a Gemara on Daf Yud Tes which we learned, and the Gemara says that Daf Yitches, Daf Yitches, Me'emosai, the top of Daf Yitches, Me'emosai, Mechayvim Olem, Mishayiru Pnei Abayis. Mishayiru Pnei Abayis, that's when the lavin take effect. The question is, what is Pnei Abayis? And the Machlek is Rambam and Teisus. Teisus at the bottom of Yitches says, when it gets into the Azorah. Once it gets into the Azorah, that's when these lavin take into effect, and the Rashi in Bikurim says it doesn't mean that it just gets into the Azor. It means it gets into the Azor and you makayim the mitzvah, which means hanocha or kriya, whichever is makiv. And as I state, that's what the Chazanish also tells us. It has to get into the Azor and have its mitzvah done in order for the lavin to take into effect. That is Rashi. That's Tesis. The Rambam Shita is no. Europe nearby, it means Choyma is Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim. That's already before. Shittas Rashi is not clear. The stiris, whatever the Pnei Yeshua is, Masbir in Rashi, that it depends. That the lav of Zorus, the Isur for a Zar, for a non-Kohen, to eat it is from the time it gets into Yerushalayim. But the Isur of eating it, chutz lechoimo, that is only once it reached the Azor. That's Rashi, and the Emes is that the Meiri. So we've got three shittas. Rashi says that all the Taisi says that all the lavin are when it gets into the Azor and has the Anocha. The Rambam has everything to do with chutz lechoimo as it reaches Choymis Yerushalayim. And Rashi makes a split, half Rambam, half Taisis, depending, this is Zoros, is dependent on the walls of Yerushalayim, and the Isra of Chutz Lechoim is dependent on the Azor. The big question is, all this discussion is a discussion about Zorus and a discussion of Chutz Lechoim. What happens to this Isra of eating before it reaches the Azor? When does this take into effect? According to the Rambam, it could be very simple. Once it reaches the Choyim is Yerushalayim, you're now not allowed to eat it until you have the Anoch and the Kriya. But according to Taisvis, that Yerup Ne'abais means the Azora with the Anoch and the Kriya, so this whole Isra of eating before the Anoch of the Kriya, if it only starts once the Anocha and the Kriya happens, so when does it start? The Isser is to eat it before the Anocha and the Kriya, and it's only once the Anocha and the Kriya happen that this love takes into effect. This is a problem. And Osamech does not ask this problem directly, but Osamech does mention that according to something similar to what I'm going to say, but anyway, according to the Rambam, it's good. According to Rambam, that the Isurim take into effect once you reach Choymes Yerushalayim, so from the time it went into Yerushalayim till it got to the Azorah, you're not allowed to eat it before the Azorah and before the Anochim. According to Tosis, this is a problem. So somehow this love is different. The love of Chutz Lechoy, of Lifnei Anoch and Kri, is different to the love of Zar and the love of Chutz Lechoymo. That's one Nekuda. There's another Nekuda which also is apparent from the Dapim that we learned over here. The Gemara talks about that something which was Nidche, and the Halacha is that Bikurim which were Nidchu Yirokvu. That's the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches. That if it went past the time of the Chag, or it went past the time of Chanukah, whatever, Ovra Alem HaChag, Yirokvu. That's the Mishnah which the Gemara brings over here on Daf Yud Ches. Why Yirokvu? Why can't you eat it? We're talking about Bikurim which was not brought up at all. This is going to be Shver, according to Rambam, according to everyone, it's going to be Shver. It wasn't brought up to Yerushalayim at all. You missed Sukkahs. Yirokvu, you mafrish your truma, you mafrish your bikurim, you never brought it up, Yirokvu. You have to let it rot. Why should you let it rot? Why can't you eat it? So it would seem that this love of eating it before Hanocha, before it has its Hanocha and Kriya, this love which the Mishnah mentions in Daf Yudzayin, starts even before it got into Yerushalayim. So this is Shver even according to Rambam. Where does this, what are the parameters of this love and why is it different? What's going on? That's a question that maybe one could suggest the following. That there's a thesis and Daf Yud Tes says, you know, what happens with Maizeh Sheni? Are you allowed to eat Maizeh Sheni before you brought it to Yerushalayim? So there's a thesis and the thesis says that you're not allowed to eat it before because state v'tzarto ha-kesef biyodecho. Since the Torah says v'tzarto ha-kesef biyodecho, which means bring it up either in as fruit or as money, so you mevat an essay, you're not allowed to eat it because you have an essay now to bring it. So maybe we could suggest the same thing with Bikurim, that is the law straight away, long before you reach Yerushalayim. However, the Afikei Yam teaches us that this halach is only by Maizeh Sheni, which is Tohir, which has the mitzvah of a tzar to Akesef. But Maizeh Sheni, which is Tomei, which doesn't have this mitzvah at all, you're allowed to eat it. We learn from here that Maizeh Sheni, only because it has a mitzvah to bring it up, therefore you may not eat it before. Here we're discussing Bikurim, which is Yerokvu, it's got a mitzvah now, because it's Nidche. The Bikurim was Nidche. So what is, surely it should be like Maizeh Sheni, which is Tomei. So you've got this new Isra of eating it before, as the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin mentioned, before it had Zanocha and its Kriya. And what is this mitzvah? This surely is the Isra of eating before Anocha and Kriya. And why does it start so early back at home? You've already got this Din Yerokvu because you're not allowed to eat it. This is the issue which we have to discuss. And there's three lines in the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish doesn't deal with the actual problem, but he just gives a hagdora. He clarifies the parameters of this mitzvah, this love, and through what he says, we could understand why it should start way back, long before the other lavin, which the Gemara Daf Yotet told us that the other lavin is Yirupnei Abayis, which means either Yerushalayim or Azora. What happened to this love that it's so much before? So the pshat's like this. We mentioned that Bikurim have halachas of Maizeh Sheni, Bikurim have halacha of Trume. Let's just add one word that the Briskerov, the Teira Zroim, brings from his Rebbe, the Briskerov, that the Briskerov says that when we say that Bikurim have halachas of Truma and have halachas of Maizeh Sheni, We don't mean that Bikurim is Bikurim, but it has the halachas of Truma and the halachas of Ma'aseh She'ni. We mean that Bikurim is Truma. And because it's Truma, therefore it has the halachas of Truma. It also has the halachas of Ma'aseh She'ni. But it's not Ma'aseh She'ni. It's Truma. It has an intrinsic mahut. Its whole metzias is a metzias of Truma. Bikurim are called reishis and Truma is called reishis. So that's really why it's Truma. But it's Truma. It's not Bikurim with Dinei Truma. And it's Truma. It has added halachas as well, but it really is a metzias of Truma. Where did he get to that? Because the Yishalmi tells us that if Zar ate Truma by mistake, so this Tashrume Truma, you take fruit aside and you set aside this fruit to be a replacement of the Truma that you ate b'shogeg. And this new fruit become Truma. The same halacha you have by Bikurim. But when you put these fruit aside, they don't become Bikurim. If a guy ate Bikurim, Israel ate Bikurim, see, by mistakes he puts aside fruit, and this fruit becomes Bikurim, but it doesn't become Bikurim, it becomes Truma. It doesn't have any halachas of Bikurim, only halachas of Truma. So Briskerov says that you see intrinsically Bikurim is Truma. It's got added halachas, and therefore when you do the replacement, so it really gets just its real halacha, which its real metzias, which real metzias is Truma. Whatever, Bikurim is Truma, it has halachas of Ma'aseh She'ni, and it's got added halachas as well, I bring it to Beis HaMikdash, etc. However, there is, just to finish off with that and say that it's Truma and Bikurim and Ma'aseh She'ni, we have something else which does not look, it doesn't resemble in any way Truma or Ma'aseh She'ni. The fact that it has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And a Kohen does a whole procedure of Hanocha and Tnufa. This looks somewhat like a Korban. A Korban is also brought up to Beis HaMikdash. Truma's got nothing to do with Korban. Ma'aseh She'ni's got nothing to do with Korban. This Bikurim has something to do with Korban. You bring it to Beis HaMikdash, you put it next to the Mizbeach, Hanocha, you do a Tnufa with a Kohen. What's happening? Toises Bava Basra Peyalef teaches us. Correct. There is Ka'en Akrova, there's some kind of a Korban aspect to Bikurim, and therefore there's the Isur of Chulin. There's the Isur of, sorry, what is Toises discussing over there? Toises is discussing Chulin Ba'azara. And Toises says that you only have it by things which have Hakrova. And Toises says, what is this? This is Bikurim. Where's the Akrova by Bikurim? So Taisa says, only something which you actually do, a procedure of Akrova. And that is the procedure of Hanocha and Tznufa. Taisa mentions Hanocha, and Taisa says it's Kein Akrova. There we find the Rishon which describes the procedure happening to Bikurim as a Korban kind of a procedure. It's offered up. That's one Maramoki. There's another Maramokim, which is actually Rashi in Latayra in Pashas Vayikra. The Pasuk says, Korban Reishis. And Rashi talks about the Hakrova Asher Yakrivu. And Tosfos, Rashi says, it's talking about Dvash. Rashi says, we're talking about Bikurim. So you see also that there's a Loshon of Hakrova in the Pasuk, the way Rashi learned the Pasuk, when we're discussing Bikurim. There's another Halacha of Shiro on Bikurim. And the Rishash in Erech in Daf Yud Aleph mentions that the halach of Shiro is the same halach of Shiro ala Korban. That when you brought up a Korban, there's a halach of Shiro Salavi. And this is the Shiro of Bikurim, when the Shiro of Levim in the Azora, when you brought your Bikurim into the Azora. The Melech Shloime in Bikurim in the second parak brings a Rosh in Ksav Yad. This is Rosh, and there's a Mashmos in Taisus over there in Erchin also, but the Rosh speaks it out more, that there were two different Shiras Alevim. There was a Shiras Alevim as the Bikurim got into the Beis HaMikdash, and there's another Shira Bizman Netnuva, and this is resembling the Hakrova, the same as the Hakrova of a Korban has Shira, so this is the Hakrova, Mamash, the Shira on the Hakrova, and the Rogachova speaks it out in these two Dinim also, and he mentions that this is really the Shira of Hakrova. There is a Turei Evan in Megillah where the Turei Evan speaks out that the whole procedure of Bikurim has to be done by Yoim. Why? Like Hakrova. Hakrova's Korban has to be done by Yoim. So this Hakrova, this Bikurim also has to be done by Yoim, Mamash like a Korban. And he brings the Gemara in Menachos, Mashke v'nei Yisrael, that only things which have a Heter Achille could be brought up as a Korban. So Bikurim also has this halacha of Mashke v'nei Yisrael. The Torah's Roim also mentions this Mashke v'nei Yisrael to prove that there's some kind of a Korban happening over here by Bikurim. And he adds this whole halacha of Dichui that we had in the Gemara Yudches, that the Bikurim, which was Roi and was Nit, was pushed aside, has a din of Yerokvu. That halacha of Nitche is also a din in Korban. And therefore, says the Torah's Roim, this is because Bikurim have these halachas of Akrova. So we see there's a whole bunch of Dinei Akrova in this Bikurim. We see that the Tnuf and Anoch is Dinei Akrova. There's a very interesting Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says that a person was Mafish Trume. So you can go to a Chochom and you can be Shoyel, the same as you Shoyel on a Neder and you Oiker the Neder, Lemafrei. You can do that by Trume as well. You can do it by Korban as well. But by Korban there's Alocha that after Zrike, after that Akrova, you can no longer do this Sheila. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Bikurim, after you brought it, and after you did Anoch and Tnufe, also it's like La'acha Zrike, and therefore you can no longer do this Sheila Schoch. There's a very interesting Meshechochm. This Meshechochm doesn't even speak out what he's saying, he just does a Maramokim. But in the Smaramokim of the Meshechochme, it's Gewaltig. There's a Mishnah in Bikurim which tells us that the Achrayas of bringing up Bikurim is still Harabais. That's a Mishnah. If you brought it up to Harabais, you don't have any more Achrayas. The Tesefte brings, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Be'er Agoylo. Be'er Agoylo is a Mokim in the Azorah next to the Mokim Shchite. Says Machlekes Tanakam Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah and Tesefte, the Achrayas of bringing up Bikurim, is it till Harabais, or is it till the Beragoylo? The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Re'e, in the Dinim of Avos Korban, so brings a Sifri, and the Sifri is a Machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about the Achrayas of Avos Korban, is it till Harabais? Otel Beragoylo, and the Meshech Chochma sends a Maramokim to do a Mishnah and Tesefte also of Bikurim. Here we see in the Kitzur of the Meshech Chochma that he's being Megale, that the same Din Havoya or the Achrayas of bringing up Bikurim is similar to Korban. Anyway, we've got a whole bunch of halachas of Korban. So we see that Bikurim is actually fascinating. On the one hand, that's a Heftz of Truma. On the other hand, that's a Korban. On the other hand, it's got halachas of Maaseh Sheni. Everything's happening in this Bikurim. Comes along the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish in Likutim on Zroim says one line. He says, you know, we mentioned three lavin by Bikurim. The lav of Zorus, that's like Truma. The lav of Chutz L'Choyma, that's like Maaseh Sheni. The lav of eating Bikurim before Hanocha and Tnufe, it's like the Isser of Achila Zevach Lifnei Zriki, Lifnei Akrova. So this is already the Korban Dikalav. This is the third lav. This is a different lav. That's what the Chazon Ish says in two lines when he's describing. So really the three lavin, each lav is attributed to a different aspect of Bikurim. Bikurim's got everything happening and it's got all different lavin. I'll therefore suggest that this is the lav of eating Bikurim way back at home, even before you reached Yerushalayim. or the Rambam and Tosfos' whole discussion, we're discussing the love of Truma, the love of Maaseh Sheni, all these loving start happening either once you reach Yerushalayim or you reach the Azor and the Anoche. But the love of Korban is way back, which means that these different aspects of Bikurim are so dissociated one from another that the Korban kind of Aloche starts way back at home, and that's the Yerok food. That's why you can't eat it already from before, because it has this Isra of eating before, and that's a Korban Dik Aloche. That starts way back. However, the Trume Dik Aloche, the Marikurkus, teaches us that the reason why the whole Isra of Azar to eat it is only once you reach Yerushalayim, he says, because it only becomes Trume when it's reached Yerushalayim. So not only do we see that this Korban and Truma and Maaseh Sheni, all fascinating, all these different aspects of Bikurim, are different parts, they're different sides of Bikurim, but they actually start happening at different times. The Korban Dik Aloche is the first Aloche, which is Chal. Something very interesting. There's a Tesefta. The Tesefta talks out that you're not allowed, that from when does a person become chayev on eating bikurim? So the Loshna Tesefta is, Einoi chayev, Rab Shimon, Einoi chayev b'mechuber. Kol zman eretz mechuber, you're not chayev. And the Chazon Yecheskel says, what do you mean, kol zman eretz mechuber? The chiyuvim and the lav, you know, once you reach Yerushalayim, or the Azorah, why should everyone think? So he starts talking about an atzitznoku, all kinds of echetimtzes, where you could have something mechuba which got into Yerushalayim. The way we're speaking out, it's much more simple. We're talking about the love of eating, the korban dike love of eating before Anoche, and that starts way back, as we saw, Yerokvu, that's the din of Yerokvu. So we've established, we've understanding that Behemes Truma, Behemes Bikurim has got all these different aspects, and the loving are connected with the different aspects. Coming back to the Chinuch. The Chinuch told us that there's Mitzvahs Bikurim is not Banoshi. The Ran says Mitzvahs Bikurim is not Bager. He's like a goy. The question is, what are you talking about? It's a Mitzvah Avor. It's a Mitzvah of Kriya. They're two different halachas. And surely the halacha of Havoya he has is not like a goy. Noshim have the Mitzvah Avor. The Teretz is. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Sheni, tells us one of the halachas of Bikurim is Te'unim Havoas Mokim. It has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Says Yerushalmi, where do you learn this halacha from? What's the Mokim? Where's the source? Says Yerushalmi, you learn it from a pasuk in Re'eh. Vaveisim Shomo, Olei Seichem Vezivteichem, etc. There's a whole parsha in Parshas Re'eh about bringing up korbanos. Torah tells us bring up korbanos. One of the korbanos, the last korban, is Trumas Yotchem, which is Bikurim. Frek the Tesis Anshe Shem. What are you talking about? There's a posuk in Parshas Mishpotim. Reishis Bikure Admos Chotovi Beis Hashem Lekecha. The Mafurash Apostle. In Mishpotim, there's a whole parsha in Kisovoy, Kisovoy Eloretz, and you bring Volokach Tovei Veisa on your decree. There's two parshas in the Torah which are set aside discussing Hilchas Bikurim. The only posuk you could find is the posuk which talks about Avos Korbonos, and the end is a ribui of Bikurim. That's what you could find for us. Posuk Pshat, very, very difficult, Yerushalmi. The Pshat Zayt. What I'd like to suggest is the following. We mentioned that it's a korban. We mentioned that it's truma. We mentioned that it's bikurim. I'd like to suggest the following. This pasuk of Aveisim Shomo tells us that halachas havos korbanos. The person has to bring up his korbanos to Yerushalayim. The halacha of havos bikurim of Parshas Mishpotim, which tells us reishis bikurim tovi. What's the gather of this halacha? It's exactly like bringing up a korban. Bringing up a korban, you don't have to actually bring it on your shoulder. You just have to make sure, you're in charge to make sure that it gets to Yerushalayim. There's no halacha to accompany the korban. The halacha is, you're achroi, you have a chrais to make sure that you come against Yerushalayim. This pasuk that Yerushalmi taught us is teaching us that the halacha of havos bikurim is not mitzad the bikurim. It's only because it's a korban. And there, even as a separate pasuk which tells us reishis bikurim admoscho, all it's telling us is you have to know it, bikurim is like a korban, has to be brought up like a korban. That's one pasuk, and that's what Yerushalmi is trying to tell us. There is another halacha of accompanying the bikurim and putting it on your shoulder and all that. That halacha is a new halacha. That is halacha of kriya. In Parshas Kisavi, where the Torah tells us about havo and kriya, there the Torah doesn't just tell us about kriya. It has us over the whole halacha of havo to tell us that the actual halacha of accompanying the bikurim, that havo, which the gavra actually has to bring, that havo is halacha of kriya, and that is a bikurim dik halacha, and that's a different halacha, which means as follows: we know that's a mitzvah savoas bikurim. The mitzvah savoas bikurim, as far as avos bikurim is concerned, that is a mitzvah which is connected to the kriya, and only if you mechuyev in the kriya, you mechuyev in the avoya. And that's mufurish in the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch is medayik, that the kriyas parsha has to be done together with avo. You can't do the avo and later you do the kriya. The kriya has to be done together with avo. That avo is the avo mitzad avos bikurim. That's Parshas Kisavi. All those people that we know who have a halacha of avos bikurim without a kriya, it's not a halacha of avos bikurim bichlal. It's the general halacha of bringing up a korban. Avos a korban, like we learned in that Yerushalmi. This is Pshat in the Chinuch. When the Chinuch and the Ran tell us that a ger and a noshim don't have mitzvahs avos bikurim, of course they have to bring it. They have to bring it because it's a korban, that's all. But as far as the mitzvahs bikurim, mitzvah datzmoy is not mechayev demim avo. That's the gather of maybe v'koyev. We just have to finish off with something very, very difficult. We brought a whole bunch of rayas that bikurim is a korban, besides the fact that it's truman ma'aseh sheni. However, it's actually ridiculous to say it so straightforward and so simple, because the last Mishnah in Bikurim asks us, how do we give the kohen? Which kohen gets Bikurim? So there's a machlokes in the last Mishnah of Bikurim, Perek Shlishi, which means the end of Perek Shlishi of Bikurim, and there Rabbi Yehuda says that we give it to Chover Betoiva, which means Anshei Gvulim, the same as Trume is given out in Gvulim. Whichever coin comes, he takes it. Similarly, Bikurim and Chachomim say Noisnim LaAnshe Mishmor, Behem Mischalkim B'neim KeKodshei HaMikdosh. The same as a korban goes to the Anshe HaMishmor, similarly Bikurim go to Anshe HaMishmor. This machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, whether it's given out to Kohanim like Trume is given out, or it's given out to Kohanim like a korban. This halacha is not just the machlekes in how to give out the truma, how to give out the bikurim. Because Yerushalmi at the beginning of Mamash, the beginning of bikurim, asks a shaila, bikurim which grew on a tree of asher or shabitlo, it wasn't avodah zara, but the umavatla avodah zara, can this fruit be brought up as bikurim? And the Yerushalmi says to bring wood from this fruit to the Ma'arocha you cannot, because you can't bring a korban from Asher or Shabitla. And to use a lulav, you can use a lulav, because mitzvahs you can use from Asher or Shabitla. Bikurim, what's the halacha? Machlekes. Who's the machlekes? Chachom and Rabbi Yehuda at the end of Bikurim. What's you got to do with it? There's a machlekes. Is it a korban or is it truma? If it's truma, what's the problem? If it's a korban, you got a problem. So you see that this machlekes of Yehuda and Chachomim is an intrinsic machlekes. Is the korban, is it truma? We were saying until now, it's both truma and both korban. Now we see it's a machlekes of Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, who gets this truma? Anshe Mishmor or Gvulin? Is it like truma or like korban? What about Asher Shabitlo? The Rambam, the Rishon Lezion says the Rambam paskins that it's mischalek to anshe mishmor, and the shitosa he paskins that you cannot bring it from Asherah Shebitlo. So you see that the Rambam's Leshitosei. There's a third Rambam Leshitosei. The Rambam says, Yeroyeli, that Bikurim, which is Tomei, cannot be burnt, Tachas, Tavshiloi, that the Kohen Jerava know, because it's like Kodshe Amigdus. What's the Rambam telling us? That it's unlike Trumet Meir, which could be Masika, Tachas, Tavshiloi, and the Kohen. And the Rashi Riloi also speaks out this halach, and he says, because it's like the Lakotcha Migdus. Here's the third Rambam. So we see there's a big machleik is happening. Is it Korban? Is it Truman? Now, till now, we've been masbir everything that it's both Truman. It's both Korban. What's happening? The third is as follows. Bikurim is Truman, like we established on the Briskerov. It's a Heft of Truman. It's Metzias is Truman. It has Dine Akrova. It's offered up. But no one told us that because it's been offered up, that therefore it became a Heft of a Korban. It's Trume. It's a Heft of Trume. But this Trume has a Krova done to it. It has a Krova done to it. So all the halachas that we mentioned are all halachas of a Krova. We said there's Shiro. Why? Because Shiro is done bisman a Krova. It's not a Heft of a Korban. But it has a krova done to it. You're not allowed to be nishal, you can't be shoyal after you had that krova done to it. The chulin bazore is when you have hakrova, a maisa hakrova. The turi heaven that has to be done by yoim, be'er agoilo, all these halachas of hakrova. It's a heft of truman has a krova. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim Rav Yehuda came with a new Chiddush. Not only does it have a, and sorry, and the Chazanish says, you're not allowed to eat it before a Krove. It's not a Korban. It's Truma, but it's Truma which has a Krove done to it. You may not eat it before a Krove. Says the Chachomim, not only is a Truma which has a Krove, but it also has a Chalois Din Korban. It became a Korban itself. The halacha of being mechalik to Anshe HaMishmor is because it became a korban. The halacha of not bringing it, not being masik tachas tavshil, is because it became a korban. So these are the two aspects. Coming back just as a sum up, Bikurim is a heft of truma. Bikurim has halachas of maaseh sheni. Bikurim have halachas of korban. The lavin of truma, maaseh sheni, and korban. We brought a whole bunch of rais that it's a korban besides the halachas of truma. We brought a machlokes chachom and Rav Yehuda. So we said it's a heft of truma which has a krova. Machlokes Rav Yehuda and chachom means all these halachas of a krova, does it become a heft of a korban or just have a krova done to it?